Good afternoon. It's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says picking up a prescription medication shouldn't break the bank. The governor signed an executive order on Wednesday, which will create a task force aimed at reducing prescription drug prices in Wisconsin. The task force will gather and analyze data on development, pricing, distribution, and purchasing of the vital drugs. A close look will be taken at strategies pursued in other states to reduce the prices. The idea is that learning never stops. The fall session of Nicolet College's Learning and Retirement Program will begin in September. Ken Kroll has more.
Learning and Retirement Coordinator Brenda Peltier says you can join the program if you're retired, semi-retired, or if you have the time and interest to attend the classes. She says each semester offers 40 to 50 classes on many different topics.
And all of our classes are all presented in an easygoing environment, you know, where there's no tests, no grades. Everybody is here just for the fun of learning.
Peltier says they also have classes in areas other than the Rhinelander campus.
The LIR up at Nicolet College just isn't for Rhinelander. We branch out into all of the Nicolet communities. We have classes up in Eagle River. We have classes, a number of classes up in the Minocqua, Woodruff area. We've had classes over in Tomahawk. We have classes over in Crandon area. So we really try to make sure that our locations that we select are areas that some of our members can get to.
She says members can attend as many or as few classes as they like. Annual membership is $45 per person and is good through June 30th, 2020. Registration is ongoing. More information is on the Nicolet College website or by contacting Peltier there by phone. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The life expectancy for people in Wisconsin has declined for a second straight year. Tramell Gomes has more.
The nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum compiled data from the State Department of Health Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, showing increased deaths from alcohol abuse and opioids. The group's policy researcher, Mark Summerhauser, says he also noticed a troubling mortality trend among the state's Black residents.
What we found is that overall mortality among Black Wisconsinites did increase by about 24% within that time period from 1999 to 2017, and that was something that flew in the face of a national trend.
Mortality rates for Black Americans were down by 6% during that same time period. Summerhauser says he's unsure of the exact cause of the trend, but notes the state's opioid death rate for Black people in 2017 was nearly double the national average. In Milwaukee County, the opioid death rate for all races was more than twice the statewide rate between 2013 and 2017. I'm Tramell Gomes.
And you hear Tramell Gomes on WXPR News.